So much happening in the property market in the far north. There's no one better to talk about it and give us a bit of an update on where things are at. Property prices, the rental market, how do we stack up compared to other regions, capital cities, all of that stuff. It's show sponsor One Stop Property. Nikolai Oberski is in studio. Nikolai, how are you, mate? How are you coping with the heat this week?
Oh, God, isn't it hot being outside? Lucky we spend a lot of the middle of the day in the office.
You are out and about, of course, at open homes and meeting buyers and sellers, no doubt. Nikolai, of course, everyone wants to know property prices. You came from, I think, earlier this week. You had a bit of a briefing, a bit of a luncheon with CoreLogic, those real estate data people. A bit of an update on where the market's at, particularly looking about around growth over the last 12 months. What have you got for us? What can listeners expect to find there in terms of property prices in Cairns?
Well, did you want to start on a national level and go down? Because you know, we're seeing over the last 18 months, Sydney's had its first drop in price overall. So that hasn't had anything happen for a long time. So. Then you go into Melbourne and they're kind of still in the mid stage of their price increase since they were heavily locked down, being one of the world's highest lockdown cities in the world. So Brisbane, it's tragic what's happening down there. And historically speaking, when they had the floods last time, those places all dropped like 35%. And then through COVID, those places were the ones that had the most growth.
Right. Okay. So a bit of a mixed bag then in terms of those capital cities. What about Cairns? How have we fared?
We've done really well. And this is the thing. The news, they're going to be focused more on the national level. There's markets within markets and things that, even though the banks are slowing things down and there's the government and APRA and all those things that can try to control the market, but it's a free market. So Cairns has done exceptionally well. We've had, in the last year, we still had 16.8% growth, which is really good.
That's got to be one of the highest 12-month growth rates for a long time, you would think.
In the last 10 years, yeah, definitely. Yep.
Okay, nearly 17% growth past 12 months. Absolutely fantastic. What about, I guess, the outlook for the rest of the year? Stare into your crystal ball there at One Stop Property. Is that sort of growth, good news, going to continue?
Certainly, and that's the thing. I've heard some other agents pushing sell now. It's the best time in the market, or else you're going to miss out and miss that boat. And we don't really, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but we don't think that's the case. You still have time. The market's going to continue to go up in the regions, or particularly Cairns. You know, the listings are still really tight. Since COVID, we're still 46.4% down on listings. So there's still not as many properties to buy. You know, we're still seeing those investors, strong investors looking for good returns. And we're getting great returns, even though we've had that price growth. There's still people wanting to relocate to Cairns because of the lifestyle offering that we have. So things haven't changed in that aspect. And I know it sounds a little bit like repeat, but you know, you do have time to make a plan and no hurry and pick the right agent, because it does make a big difference on who you go with. And a lot of people we're seeing right now are hurry and they don't talk, they get overpromised and then they're selling for less with their vendor discount. And throughout Australia, that's the case. Everything is sold less than what the agent promises, but you know, we're obviously getting more than that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that vendor discount rate. I know that's a big deal for you guys at One Stop Property. Tell listeners, or remind listeners at least, what do you need to look out for when it comes to vendor discounts? So what are they and what's the case there at One Stop Property?
Well, we're selling everything over, whatever we say is a base conservative price, we're getting 2.9% above on average over the last year. So, you know, just talking to the agent, getting some real figures off them and not just listening to the hype of what they're actually talking about, because, you know, ask them about their past sales and their successes and show it in writing, and then even Google it, because all that data's online. You can check it all out.
And you're losing potentially thousands of dollars. I mean, if your agent has not the greatest track record when it comes to vendor discounts versus what, as you said, 2.9% above the average at One Stop Property. So it's important. It is very important for people to look at.
It is. And I know the prices are so good right now, but if it's not handled the right way, you're still leaving money on the table. And, you know, so who you pick really matters.
Really matters. What about the rental scene? Of course, so much publicity, most of it negative, unfortunately, about the rental scene. No stock around, low vacancy rates. How's that track? Do CoreLogic have any intel on where that is at?
Rents have unfortunately gone up for the tenants anyway, 7.9% year on year.
There you go. Okay. So good for investors, I guess.
But great for investors and owning one.
Good for tenants.
Yeah. And since COVID, we're actually down 42% of the total number of rental listings, because, you know, the investors have said, oh, great, well, we can sell out now, we can make a profit, let's sell. Or people are moving back into their rentals, or putting their kids into their rentals, or helping a family member out. So Yeah, that's put a lot more stress on the rental market.
And it's hard to see where that will be alleviated anytime soon.
No, and that is a driving factor for the market, with prices continually to grow as well.
Fantastic. All right. Well, good news on prices from Nikolai Bursky at One Stop Property. Good news for owners and investors on rentals, not so much for the renters themselves. And of course, remember that vendor discount rate. One Stop Property continually punches above the market average versus what many, many other agents are offering. So very, very important to look at and talk to the team at One Stop Property. A shout out, of course, to Jared and Kathy, mum and dad down there at One Stop Property, and the whole team at One Stop Property. Nikolai Bursky, thanks for your time today, mate.
Thanks, Gavin, for having me always.